At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Thursday, March 16th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to be kicking off March Madness. That's right, the wait is finally here. Make sure you get your bracket in by today at noon because the madness officially begins. And for the game of the night, even though it's basically kind of an early game, we'll call it the game of the day, maybe. 12:15 p.m. Eastern time, looking at the first game on the board in the South region. First round matchup on CBS between West Virginia and Maryland. Currently, West Virginia is listed as a 3-point favorite with a total of 137.5. Now, going into this matchup, West Virginia is the 9 seed. They're 19-14 on the year. They've won 3 of their last 4 games, but they did fall to Kansas. Got rolled in that one, 78-61 in the Big 12 quarterfinals. Failed to cover as a 3-point dog. Meanwhile, Maryland, the 8 seed, 21-12, good record, but they struggled down the stretch. They lost 3 of their last 4. They fell to Indiana, 70-60 in the Big 10 quarterfinals. Failed to cover as a 2-point dog in that one. So what have we seen across the market here? Well, looks like both Pro and Joe, public and smart money, going with the Mountaineers of West Virginia. West Virginia opened as a very short 2-point favorite. We initially saw this line get up to 2.5. Early on, it came right back down to 2. But when I was writing the newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter, sign up. You can catch my sharp reports in the newsletter every morning. I noticed that last night, before I went to bed when I submitted the newsletter, West Virginia was ticking back up to -2.5. Then I go to bed, I wake up, now I do the Morning Bets pod. Guess what? We're now seeing all those 2.5s now get up to West Virginia -3. So this is a good sign here toward West Virginia that pretty much the early initial move was toward WVU. It kind of bounced up and down a little bit, but now the late movement is continuing to be toward WVU here. So that's a good sign that pretty consistent movement from start to finish, especially late movement, something I pay quite a bit of attention to. But on game day, specifically last couple hours before the game starts, where's that late movement breaking when the limits get raised and the big bets come in? So pretty consistent movement here toward the Mountaineers. They're getting about 70% bets in dollars. So public play here, but also a lot of respected money. It's also kind of a fishy embrace the fishy line opportunity because West Virginia is the 9 seed and Maryland is the 8 seed. So why is the why did the 9 seed open as a favorite over the 8 seed, and why did the 9 seed become more of a favorite against the 8 seed? Shouldn't it be the other way around? This is one of those games where you go on hashtag gambling Twitter and it's, quote, wrong team is favored. You know, the 8 should be favored, not the 9. So kind of a fishy, low bets, kind of a fishy scenario there where, again, it doesn't make sense that the worst seeded team is favored and becoming more of a favorite. And again, I want to embrace that fishy line toward West Virginia here. Ken Palm has WVU winning by 1 point. He's got him winning 72-71. So I'm looking toward the money line here. I always money line short favorites, but especially during March Madness, crazy things can happen. Backdoor covers, buzzer beaters. So I want WVU to just say, hey, let's win the game at minus 150, pay a little juice there to protect ourselves from a tight game. You'd hate to, you know, lay a 2 or 2.5, 3 and see WVU win by 1 or 2, and then you lose your bet when you would have won if you just paid the money line price. KenPom does have WVU ranked higher, number 17 versus number 20. They have the better offense, 76 points a game versus 70. Also, a couple reasons to like WVU in this spot. Number one is their strength of schedule. If you look at the KenPom adjusted strength of schedule, they played the fifth hardest schedule in all of college basketball. So you're only 19-14. I mean, you're not the greatest record in the world, but you played the hardest, most elite level of competition in the best conference out of the Big 12. Also, Bob Huggins, the experience, having been there, done that, along with a very senior-laden team. There are 6 seniors in the rotation at WVU. So I'm looking toward West Virginia here on the money line, minus 150, consistent line movement. Advantage here offensively, as well as your seniors and your experience and your strength of schedule. Also, lean a little bit to the under. It opened as high as 140. It's down to 137.5. So, seen quite a bit of money hit this under. Both teams, or Maryland in particular, is the under team, 21-11-1 to the under. And both teams are kind of slow. Maryland is a 64.6 tempo possessions per game. WVU is 68.8. WVU has been more of an over team, 21-12 to the over. But again, neutral courts, I lean unders in general. And a big move to this under, obviously. But I'm looking toward WVU on the money line. Good sharp line move here toward the Mountaineers to kick off March Madness, 12:15 p.m. Eastern Time. First game on the board on CBS in the South region.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, another March Madness game for you. Isn't it great to have the Madness finally here? But now let's look toward a 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time game on TBS. This is a West Region first-round matchup between Arkansas and Illinois. Currently, Arkansas is listed as a 2-point favorite with a total of 144.5. Now, going to this matchup, Illinois is your 9 seed. They're 20-12, but they did lose 3 of their last 4 games. They fell to Penn State, 79-76, lost outright as a 2.5-point favorite. Meanwhile, Arkansas, the 8 seed, they're 20-12, but they've also struggled down the stretch, losing 4 of their last 5. They lost to Texas A&M 67-61 as a 1-point dog in their SEC tournament. But what has the market been telling us? Well, looks like some respected money here going Illinois as the dog. Arkansas opened as a short 3-point favorite, and Arkansas is the big public play. Public is on the Razorbacks here, higher-rated team, the 8 seed versus the 9 seed. Identical records, obviously, but Arkansas, again, coming from a big conference in the SEC, public is all over Arkansas, 70% of bets on the Razorbacks. However, despite 70% of bets on Arkansas, the line has actually dipped away from them. They opened -3, now you're down to -2. So why is the line moving away from Arkansas if they're getting a big majority of bets? If the public is all over the Razorbacks, why are the odds makers dropping the line to give out an easier number for Arkansas when the public's already on them to begin with? Looks fishy, doesn't make any sense. This would qualify as a reverse line move on Illinois when the betting line is going away from the popular Arkansas side toward the unpopular Illinois side. Tells me respect the money got down on Illinois. Ken Palm has Arkansas winning by 1 point. So again, if we're getting a 2, that's actionable value there on Illinois plus the points. Illinois is also your top contrarian play of the day, getting only 30% of bets. And of course, this is the best time of year to bet against the public with an influx of public betting. There's more bias to bet against. We have seen some under money show up as well. You had some books open around 145 as a total. You're down to around 144.5 across the market. Currently 66% of bets, but 85% of the money is on the under here. So pretty good low bets, higher dollar bet split. Both teams are under teams. Arkansas 18-14-1 to the under. You have Illinois 17-15 to the under. Both pretty good defenses, only allowing 67 points a game roughly for both sides. And both tempos are kind of on the slower end around 69 here. So a little bit under money, but I'd be looking toward Illinois as a classic heavily bet super contrarian reverse line move play here with a KenPom edge at 4:30 p.m. on TBS in the West region. March Madness is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, I already gave away a couple of them. I am officially on WVU. Give me Take Me Home Country Roads at -150 on the money line. Again, good sharp line move, especially late movement overnight into the game day move. I love that late movement. If it's on the same side as kind of the side that you've been eyeing the whole time, it's just further confirmation that the late movement is breaking your way as the limits get raised. So I am on WVU money line -150. I'm on Illinois. I'll take the +2 there. Again, Public's all over Arkansas, but this line has dipped. And I got one more for you. Actually, I have two more for you. I got one more college hoops game, and then I got an NHL bet for you for Josh's Sweats. But one more Josh's Sweat. I'm going to take a shot on Penn State today, guys. Penn State is playing Texas A&M. This is your late game, 9:55 p.m. in the Midwest region. Texas A&M is currently listed as a 2.5-point home favorite or 2.5-point neutral site favorite. Total is 134.5 in this one. Penn State is your 10 seed. They're 22-13 on the year, and they played very well down the stretch. They went 5-1. In their last six, and their one loss was to Purdue in the Big Ten championship game. They were a 7.5-point dog. They only lost by 2 points. They'll be playing Texas A&M, 25-9. They're your 7 seed. They also played well, 4-1 their last five. They lost to Bama, 82-63 in the SEC final. Didn't cover the 5 there. What I like about this spot toward Penn State is a 50-50 bet split, but yet a line move toward the Nittany Lions. Public split down the middle doesn't know what to do, 50-50. Theoretically, in a vacuum, a line shouldn't move at all if the tickets are even. But we know that not all tickets are created equally. You might have a raw ticket count that's split, but each ticket might be coming, might have, you know, larger wagers, dime bettors versus $5 average Joe bets. So the bigger, larger wagers seem to be going Penn State here. They're only getting half the tickets, but 60% of the money. But most importantly is that the line is dipping toward Penn State. This game opened Texas A&M as a 3-point favorite. We've seen Texas A&M now get down to -2.5. So this line is dropping toward Penn State, telling us some respective money here coming in on Penn State. It's fishy because the line's going toward the worst ranked team, whereas obviously Penn State is your 10 versus your 7. So it's always notable to me when the line is moving toward the worst ranked team. It's moving to the 10, not the 7. Like you would think the line would be going toward the better team, the 7, not the 10 here. So fishy line move. Better offense, field goal percentage, 47% versus 44%. Better three-point shooting, something to keep an eye out for in March Madness, 39% versus 33% there in favor of Penn State. So I'm going to take a shot on Penn State. Right now it's 2.5, but it is juiced up, -2.5, -115, like it may creep back up to 3. So I'm going to hold out for a +3 on Penn State. If I can't get it, I'll take the 2.5. But I think based on this juice price, again, pay attention to the juice. It's not just, you know, the tax, the vigorous, the commission. You got to pay the books for them to accept your bet, but also it can tell you which way the wind is blowing. So I'm going to hold out for the 3. It's a late game. Public is, split here, but I think you might get some Texas A&M love because of their better record late and their higher seed. So I'll wait for the 3. Try to hold for the 3. If not, I'll take the 2.5, but I'm taking the points there with Penn State. And then last sweat for me, you know, I got to put in an NHL game. I got to fit in a puckhead play in if I can. I'm going to go Seattle Kraken tonight. Release the Kraken. Kraken are on the road at the San Jose Sharks. A little bit of line movement to the Kraken. They open around -155. You're up to around -160. If you look at a road favorite sweet spot, if you are a road favorite between -150 and -200, you are 68% this year, 84-39 with an 8% ROI. Also, if you are a rested road division favorite, at least 2 days off, you're 61-29, 68% this year, 9% ROI. And then a road favorite versus a non-playoff team from the previous year, that is 65% the last 5 years here with a 4% ROI. So a bunch of system matches on Seattle. I mentioned a rest advantage. Seattle last played on the 13th versus San Jose Sharks playing on the 14th. So 1 day rest advantage. Also, last game, Seattle had Martin Jones in net. This should be Grubauer, their starter. So their starter should be rested and ready to go. Seattle is 20-9 as a favorite. They're 21-9-3 on the road, so they've been good as a favorite, good on the road. San Jose, just 14-38 as a dog, 6-19-9 at home. Bad at home, bad as a dog. Better offense, 3.5 goals a game versus 2.9 in favor of the Kraken. Better defense, 3.2 goals allowed versus 3.9. Motivation as well. Seattle right now is your number one wild card team in the NHL versus the Sharks, who have already been eliminated. So they really don't have much to play for. And the Sharks did trade away Timo Meier, Nick Bonino, a bunch of their good players there they got rid of during the deadline. So motivation with Seattle, a little bit of line movement, some system matches. Great as a favorite on the road. Sharks bad as a dog and at home eliminated. Better offense here. I'm taking a shot on Seattle. Release the Kraken. Got the Kraken at minus 160. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on the start of March Madness here on Thursday, March 16th. What's better than the madness? I'll tell you what. We got about a foot of snow over the weekend, over the last few days, and it's all starting to melt. So it's a little bit, so 50 degrees. It feels like it's 70 degrees. Snow's melting. March Madness is in the air. Got to submit the brackets. Make sure you get them in time. But it is one of the best times of year to be alive and to be betting on sports, especially, obviously, the best tournament and best sporting event of the year. But anyway, if you're looking to have the best March Madness you can have, win your bracket, hopefully, or at least finish good enough to get a little bit of money in your bracket, but also have the best March Madness in terms of individual bets you can make, let VSiN guide you and help you along the way. Sign up for our VSiN newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. Go there, put in your email, hit submit. You'll wake up every morning to great sports betting coverage, letting you know what's going on at VSiN and in the market that day. Wall-to-wall college basketball coverage. Also become a member at VSiN, only $19, and you'll get all the best bets throughout the NCAA tournament, live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the DraftKings percentages, all the articles beyond the paywall, and that's for all sports included, not just college hoops. VSiN.com/subscribe. But at least if you're not going to do any of those, at least become a Twitter follower. Follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy the beginning of March Madness. It is an exciting day today as the madness officially begins. But I hope you cash your bets. As a wise man of VSiN likes to say, that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Good luck and enjoy the madness.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.